FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Six House conservatives defy their GOP leaders to join Democrats in voting against a procedural vote on the Pentagon funding Thursday, preventing the legislation from moving forward in the lower chamber for a second time and dealing another setback to Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
House lawmakers headed home for the weekend hours after the vote, signaling there's no funding deal in sight before a potential government shutdown at the end of the month. There were no additional votes for the rest of the day Thursday. According to the Office of House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, the Republican from Minnesota, if votes are scheduled for Friday or the weekend, members will be given, quote, ample notice. Emmer added that members will be, quote, on call through the weekend.
President Biden hosted the Ukrainian president in the Oval Office Thursday, where he announced the Biden administration will provide Ukraine with an additional $325 million in military aid. Ukraine's president also met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and top military officials of the Pentagon and business leaders. Poland says it will no longer provide support to Ukraine after Zelensky insulted them in a speech. Forecasters say a storm off the East Coast could gain tropical storm force winds and rain. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says residents on the East Coast should be on the lookout for storm warnings.
Monitor the advice from their local emergency management officials, their local weather forecast offices, and also the advisories from the Hurricane Center.
Two adults are dead, five students in critical condition after a charter bus carrying members of a high school marching band rolled down an embankment in New York. The incident left more than 40 people hurt. One of the adults killed was identified as the director of the marching band. Fox Corporation's Robert Murdoch stepping down. He announced he'll become chairman emeritus beginning in November. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-514-9771. That's 800-514-9771. 800-514-9771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new link between Miami and Orlando.
Florida's Brightline will begin running trains between Miami and Orlando on Friday, reaching speeds of 125 miles per hour between the state's biggest tourist hubs. It becomes the only other high-speed rail in the nation outside of Amtrak's Acela line, which operates between Washington and Boston. The three-and-a-half-hour route is a $5 billion bet by Brightline's owner, Fortress Investment Group. Passenger Kelly McKenna says she likes the convenience.
You can copy, you can work on it. Like, it's really easy, and I didn't have a car.
Brightline plans possible extensions to Tampa and Jacksonville. If the venture is a success, it could lead to more high-speed train lines between major cities in the U.S. I'm Jennifer King.
University of Minnesota creates a new kind of apple like a Honeycrisp, but with tropical overtones. It's called Kudos. It'll be available in a few years. The program's most famous apple, the Honeycrisp, was developed in 1960. News and analysis at townhall.com. Stocks ended the day with sharp losses as investors continue to worry about high interest rates that they think will last into next year. Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street, part of a worldwide pullback as expectations grew that U.S. interest rates will stay high well into next year. The S&P 500 lost 1.6% Thursday. Big tech stocks tumbled again after the Federal Reserve indicated Wednesday that it may cut rates next year by only half of what it had predicted earlier. The NASDAQ composite fell 1.8%. The Dow lost 370 points. That's about 1.1%. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to 4.48%. That benchmark rate is now near its highest level since 2007. When bonds pay more interest, investors are less willing to pay high prices for stocks. Seth Sutel, New York.
Close to 1 in 5 jobs are highly exposed to generative artificial intelligence, according to a new study. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 53 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated rain showers, 76. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 54. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 53 overnight. We should top off around 76 tomorrow. Lows level off around 54 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. And we'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner.
Like we got Catholic Church with a hell of a view as I look ahead. We got some watermelon moonshine coming up. We've also got some Bailey Zimmerman and Carrie Underwood out of that truck.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Moved in, I called her fainting.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine. Of course, Lainey did some acting on Yellowstone. Will we get to see her on Yellowstone when it resumes eventually? And it could be sooner than later. The Writers Guild of America's strike could be nearing an end. There was an encouraging meeting between the Hollywood writers and the studio CEOs that happened the other day. So hopefully we can get this strike behind us and get all our faves back on the tube.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Keeps going. There's more.
Only the best.
Only the best.
Right here.
98Q Country.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Classics, your country, 98 Q Country. Every day, like you prayed that I would.
Miss Rhett. My name is Penrod. Thanks for popping in. Can you understand your pet when they're barking or making certain noises? Some scientists in Japan say AI can help understand what different chickens' clucks mean with about an 80% accuracy. Now, it isn't specific words, of course, but emotional states, hunger, fear, excitement. Never wanted to talk to a chicken, have you? I mean, I've never even actually, I don't think I've ever seen a real chicken. I mean, I have seen a real chicken, don't get me wrong. But, like, I've never had an interaction with a chicken. So I really don't care what the chicken thinks or feels. Is that wrong?
Join us this Friday, the 22nd, for all the excitement of high school football. This week at 4:30 p.m., we have Mellon hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hagman and Scott Heckman. Then at 7 p.m., we have the Schwamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team hosting Washburn, announced by Steve Jetland. High school sports brought to you by 98Q Country or Pacific Media Radio Station.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 52. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 77. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 55. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 overnight. We should top off around 77 tomorrow. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 56.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98Q Country.
Something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call, it's the one.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where
out on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Scott, Can't Have Mine, singing about a lady there. And I don't know if you want this lady. A woman in Michigan had to be rescued by police after climbing inside of an outhouse toilet. Why would you do something disgusting and gross like that? Well, she dropped her Apple iWatch in there. So she climbed in to get it out, and, well, she got stuck. That just stinks. It really does.
Introducing Term Busters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates at Term Busters. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach Term Busters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting, and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the burn with a little lime.
Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know, man, you're everything I love.
This is sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone like a record on rain day. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
Country.com.
Playing again.
is my song. I've been listening to the radio.